How can I use sound? So we have great pleasure saving and welcoming Sister Canetta to give us some information about the solar thermal power plant project, right, which we will be visiting, those of us that wish. I certainly encourage everyone to come on this site visit on the day after tomorrow. So the solar thermal power plant is, you've seen the solar cooking activities here in the outside world now, where the sun's power is captured to turn water into steam to help with the cooking, which saves other fuel, generates less smoke and all that. Well, those skills have been built on manifold. Some of the same people that did that work have then moved on to this very large project in Shantima, the campus downstairs. And Sister Annetta has been involved with that project really from its commencement. And Annetta is from Poland, but she lives, I think, about half the annual time. 10 months. No translation yet, so we might just hold on. Farsi, okay. Well, that's coming. Just enjoy it for a moment. I'll repeat again, get essenceful in a moment. Annetta lives 10 months the other time in Poland. So when Farsi is coming through, can you just give me a wave? Where is the Farsi crew? Yeah? Okay. You're getting that? Okay, thank you. So let me just do a little recap. So this evening we're getting a briefing from Sister Annetta about the solar thermal power plant, which is located down the mountain, next to Shantima, the other third campus of the Rockies. So two campuses on the mountain, one below. And the solar thermal power plant is a magnificent technological achievement which turns the sun's energy into electricity via not the normal solar thermal project, for those that are technical about this. Very new technology, it's a research project. But it's also a functional, practical project. So we're going to hear a little bit about the project tonight, a brief project, so that you'll understand what it is that you're going to go visit on Thursday. So Sister Annetta is here. She is originally from Poland. She has been as part of this project for 10 months here in Canada. And I have much pleasure in passing over to her. Thank you. Welcome.
I'm Shanti. Good evening. And very warm and sunny welcome. Sunny because we are going to talk about sun today. I'm very happy and I feel privileged to be here with you. And whatever I'm going to share, this is on behalf of the whole India One solar team. I hope all of you can make it on Thursday from the field to see practically the solar plant. Today isn't just a short introduction, brief information, so you know what to expect. So, India One Solar Thermal Power Plant. Why India One? India One, because this is the only project, the one project in India, and actually in the whole world, in this part of technology. India One research, development and demonstration project where we developed and we are using new solar thermal technology. It means we are using heat. I think all of you must have seen the flat solar photovoltaic panels. This is one type of solar technology. are using the thermal energy heat, and we can generate all different types of energy, among that also electricity. And this is an example of electricity power generation. India 1 has a capacity of 3.5 megawatts when we would like to compare it with other solar projects, and this project is now operational. It was pre-commissioned last year, actually just 1 year ago, and in spring this time we commissioned the project. So it is working. So when you come on Thursday, you will be able to see how we can generate clean, renewable and safe energy from the sun. The project is done by World Renewal Spiritual Trust, which is a charity trust and the daughter organization of Tatma Kumar. World Renewal Spiritual Trust has been involved in research, development and demonstration of various renewable energies for the last 25 years. And this India 1 project, this is the recent one and the largest one. So here you can see how the plant looks from the bird view. This is a plant which is situated on 35 acres of land. And later on I will explain in more detail about the technical and technological features of this power plant. But what I would like to highlight now is that this project is a wonderful fusion of silence and silence. Silence, because in silence, the peaceful mind is able to find scientific new solutions which are beneficial for humanity and for the nature. Without this silence, silence sometimes can be harmful. It is a fusion of meditation and advanced technology. In meditation, Raj Yoga meditation, what we are going to experience in the next few days, what we are doing, we are transforming ourselves. We are going back to our original quality of love, peace, compassion, happiness, spiritual power. So we reform our character. We create new inner system. Actually, we go back to the perfect system in physical cycle. And this can be reflected in a perfect technology that can be used for various applications throughout in our daily life. Like in this case, we use it for power generation, to have light, to have sound, to have air conditioning, to have heating system. This technology can be also used by many industries. It can be used in chemical industry, in pharmaceutical industry, in automobile industry, food processing industry. You can name it. It can be used almost everywhere, because everywhere we use different types of energy. And that can be done by using the solar power. And this is a fusion of two most powerful energy. The one which is the most powerful, the soul energy, the spiritual energy, the unlimited energy, and solar energy. The energy of the sun is the most powerful in the world of the matter, in the physical, what we say, corporeal world. So this project is a very good example how we can combine soul and solar energy. So now I would like to show people the video, which is like 5 minutes, so you can have a glimpse of what we are going to speak about and hopefully what we are going to visit in today. Thank you. done this, and why are we doing this anyway? There are two aspects. Maybe I will speak about two of them. The first one is that we have been doing research development of different solar technologies for the last 25 years. So we have good experience. And the time came around 10 years ago when the thought was born, why not to become independent? And why from the government supply, which is very unstable here in India, and why not to use 100% of this renewable energy? And down here, as Sam was mentioning, we have a big campus. Campus which is called Santibar, which accommodates 25,000 people. And you can see here all these people sitting in this big diamond hall. This kind of meeting, we have an average twice a month between October and March, April. So for all those people, right now, we are able to supply this green energy without any pollution, without really any negative consequences. And this was possible because of our good experience so far, but also because of the reputation that we got. Actually, even we had this very good experience, everything has to be really very well thought over. Because this technology was and is used for steam generation, like you have seen maybe today in the kitchen. But this steam that we have to generate for power is much, because of a different quality. The temperature is much higher, it's like 400 degrees Celsius, and also it is pressurized steam, it's 42 bars. So it's not a small thing by using the sun as the source of the energy to generate such a quality of steam. So a lot of thinking had to go into that, and it was really very innovative process. So we believe that it was possible thanks to the yoga meditation that we practiced and dedication of the team members. And the second aspect why we are doing this is because of our care for the earth. Just recently, 2 days ago, UN Climate Conference finished in Bonn, which was happening for 10 days. This was already a climate conference which happened many times, and we, as Grahma Kumari, we participate in those conferences since 2009. And what we can hear very clearly from scientists, from many organizations, is that the environment, the climate, has already reached many tipping points. And scientists, now they are not sure what will happen next. And actually, they are very clear that we want to save the earth. We have to act now. Actually, we should have done it 10 years ago, but now it's really the time. So this project, and also other eco initiatives that we have, is just one way that we contribute to a better environment. This is how we want to help the nature to go back to its harmony. Because we are yogis, but we are also karma yogis. So whatever we practice in meditation, things like peace, compassion, harmony, we want to do it practically. So this is very special. We know few technical information about the power plant. So the main feature of this technology, India-1 technology, is that we are able to generate power from the sun 24 hours a day, around the clock. And this is actually quite interesting, because sun will now stay for 8 hours on average, but then 16 hours, there is no sun, no source of energy. So how to do the whole world, not only India, but in the whole world, there is no solar power plant that can run 24 hours a day. So this is the most unique point of this technology. And how is it possible? It is possible thanks to many innovative technical features. So just to summarize the main features, we have 1 megawatt turbine that can run 24 hours a day, which gives 3.5 megawatt output. And in the whole day, that would be 24 megawatt hours. Then, how we do this? We have the indigenously developed solar reflector. 60 square meter reflector. It's a big surface of reflector. It is like a good apartment in Poland. 60 square meter. And we have 770 of those reflectors. And then, corresponding receiver. And this reflector itself is state of the art when we speak about solar science. It is so-called flexible parabola that can move like a sunflower. It follows the sun during the day and during the year. And even it changes its shape. Thanks to what? The sunlight that comes to the surface can be concentrated in one static substance. It sounds very simple when we say like that, but actually it is very complicated technology. So we have the reflectors, and then we have the receivers. The receivers are there to store energy. This is our secret. How it is possible to run the power plant around the clock. And it's very simple. And simply put, because it means that many people can benefit from it later on. So what we do, we have the reflector, which is like a sunflower, then the sunlight is concentrated into the receiver, and the receiver is made out of cast iron. It is 3 tons of cast iron, solid mass. So what we do is just pick up the cast iron mass, and it becomes medium to store energy, thermal energy, which we can then use after the process. Very easy idea, very robust idea, and very cost-effective idea. So here you can see the row of reflectors and receivers. We arrange them in modules, so it gives us also flexibility. And when we want to generate power, simply from the end of the module, we pump in water, and because the receivers are very hot, water converts into steam. Then it goes to the turbine, it runs the turbine, and turbine runs alternator or generator, electricity goes to our Shantikan campus. And we can enjoy for free this beautiful, because clean energy. So there are many technical features. Maybe I will not go into details now. When you come on Thursday, those of you who are interested, we will have a tour, so you can see, and then you can also better understand how it works. What is important to understand that you have those reflectors, and these reflectors, they are tracking the sun thanks to very advanced dual axis tracking system. From east to west, then a seasonal adjustment, and then even changing the shape. It's not a small thing. But it's all done, it's done in an automatic way, and it is all network enabled. So nobody has to stand there. We control everything from a platform. Can be controlled. So it's very easy interface, user interface. And then the receiver itself, as simple it is, as much thinking has to go into it. So now we can say that we are satisfied with this solution. Simple cast iron mass, which acts as a thermal storage. And this is decentralized. power generation. So like this, weapon devices is all very effective and effective. One aspect which is also important for us is the beginning. It was one of the conditions we set for ourselves was that this technology has to be suitable for India. And now, Mr. Modi, the Prime Minister of India, he has this wonderful project which is called Make in India. And this project expands, again, a very good example of this initiative. The India One technology is a, really we can say, Make in India project. It is developed by Indian engineers with a lot of cooperation from both German engineers, but the technology takes into account conditions in India. This technology, all those elements were fabricated by our team on site, so it can be like that at any given location. This technology is using majority of components from India only. And then this technology is easy to maintain, it is robust, and it will last a long time. We expect the lifetime of this power plant for 20-25 years. And those aspects are very important to the maintenance and lifetime and operation. So here you can see few pictures. This is again our big solar plant with 770 reflectors and receivers. And then there is a turbine and generator. Turbine and generator were supplied to us outside by Siemens, and it was funded by German government, and it was specially designed turbine. At that time, it was not available in India. Now it can be also supplied from India. It is a turbine that can take a steam of different temperatures, which is very interesting. And here you can see one of our buildings. This is the new dining hall, which was just recently inaugurated by Rajiv Janki. And we really hope that you will be able to come and enjoy this very nice environment on Thursday this week. And this is the team of our partners. What is also amazing in this project, that in the beginning of it, nothing was clear. The technology was not really clear. The funds were not clear, and even the skilled people, and our staff, engineers, were not there. But there was big faith that it will happen, and this faith never shook. It was never shaken. And it all happened thanks to this beautiful team of dedicated Brahma Kumar. Brothers, both young brothers, engineers, who dedicated their time, their skills, voluntary, to this project. We had around 40 engineers who are working in this project for the last 5-6 years. And we also took help from local people. This project also aimed at developing capacity among the tribal area. So around in the maximum activity, we had around 300 people working in the workshop and also in the team. And it all was possible thanks to our partners. Especially in terms of funds, we received very big help from both, from two governments. Indian government, Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, which provided around 25% of the total budget, and German government, which provided a lot of money, 6 million euros, which is around 35% of the total budget. And they did it because they saw the innovative part of the technology, and they saw the importance and relevance of it for developing countries like India. Also what we did for the last 5-6 years is sharing of whatever we learned, whatever we experienced, whatever we tried out, and whatever we achieved, we want to share it. So like that, the technology is actually open. It doesn't mean that we don't have any IP we have, but this is just to make sure that whoever would like to use it will do it in a proper way. So for the last few years, we have been organizing awareness seminars and trainings together with United Nations Development Program, UNDP, which was funded by them, and also by Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, Government of India. We organized almost 20 programs and more than 500 entrepreneurs in that sector from India took part in this project, and they learned about different concentrating solar thermal technology. So they get ideas how they could use which technology and how to do it in a practical way. On daily basis, we receive many visitors. Many people from India and from abroad visit us to see what it is and how it works. And very often they are surprised how come that spiritual organization, Brahma Kumaris, can do something like that. And even more they are surprised when they see the solar system, like here in Gyan Sarovar, the solar cooker. This is actually the first, it means the oldest solar cooking system for institutional application in India and in the whole world, we can say. It works for the last 20 years. After this project, many people replicated it. But unfortunately, not everywhere it works so well. So people come here to see what is the secret. How come your system works so well for all those years? And the secret is that we do it from the heart. We do it because of love for us and for environment and for humanity. So there is this kind of dedication. And this is the secret. And also what we do, we organize a lot of educational activities for universities, colleges, and schools. Again, on a weekly basis, many students come and then they see in a practical way how things which they learn at their schools can be done. And one more aspect, which actually I'm very happy to share, is about capacity building, about sustainable social activities that we have been doing and we are doing. Over the last 6 years, we employed many local people, tribal people, from the area where the plant is located. So we provide, when we collected and we calculated how many man days it would be, it is almost 500,000 in those 5 years. So it's a lot of employment that we generated for this very backward area here in Rajasthan. And a lot of skills were developed. Also, we provided health checkups. We organized the addiction camps. We organized meditation camps. So like that, those people could get various benefits. But what I am especially happy to share with you is about the local women. Local women who live in the villages, they also came to our project and they got very good technical skills. I was amazed when I saw how they would do all different men jobs. And they were very good because they learn very quickly and then they are very accurate. So like that, all over, we believe that we are also able to contribute to improvement of the well-being of people who live nearby. And almost last, but not least, I would like to say a few words about a little bit bigger perspective. Brahma Kumaris, since 2009, has started with what we call environmental initiative, where we actually share our view to what is happening in the environment today in the world. And what we say is that everything depends on our consciousness. So our slogan for all those years when we participated in the UN Climate and Change Conferences were consciousness and climate. And in the beginning, people had no idea and they were wondering, what are you speaking about? What has consciousness to do with climate? But it is a very clear spiritual law, which is more and more proved by quantum physics, that it is our consciousness, it is our attitude, it is our vision that is reflected in the world. That the world, my world, is reflection of my values, of my spiritual power in me. And now people start to recognize it. They start to recognize the soft power. So this is our message to politicians, to negotiators, but to everyone. If we want to make any sustainable change, we have to look at our consciousness, at our inner system, how it is. Because if I myself am not contented, I'm not happy, I'm not peaceful, then my world will be like that. So I have to work, I have to do inner work first. And then I can reflect it in my world. And then the reflection will be in the lifestyle. So we speak about those four points, related more to lifestyle. First, meditation, that you are going to practice, or you have been practicing. Meditation, which is feeling the soul with all the treasures that are required. So I can become full and overflowing, and then I can share it. And I don't want anything anymore because I don't need what I can give. I can have. So meditation, then lifestyle, simple lifestyle, using what I need, not just what I want or what someone else wants or has. So simple lifestyle, eco lifestyle, recycling, reusing, all the simple things that you know. And then vegetarian or actually vegan, plant-based diet is very important. Because I think you must have heard that agriculture and transport, those two industries, are two main causes, when we speak in terms of lifestyle, to carbon crunch. So the CO2 emissions that they cause. So if I really care about the earth, about my life, then a plant-based diet is what I should adopt. And of course, peaceful life. Peaceful life, so there will be a harmony in the world, and then there is enough for everyone, for sure. And the peace starts with peace of mind. So you are in a perfect place. Perfect program for that. If you want to learn more, we have our website, you can go and see. And these are just this is one picture from 2 days ago from Mr. Jayanti, Mr. Dolo, and Mr. Sonia. They had a press conference at the UN CCC conference where they spoke about all those things. And I just need to share with you also one more information that this time, during the conference, will all Germany, one could see India One picture. Because German government has chosen India One project, which they supported a lot, as one of their posters to promote their environmental system. So at the airport, at bus stations, at metro stations, in many newspapers, you could see a beautiful picture of India One with Black Lives Matter. But then the bottom line is simple. When I change, the world changes. And finally, I would like to extend our very warm and sunny invitation to everyone to come and see this project that we love very much. This is our happy team, but we are so happy here because we have a sort of happiness here, mastery sort of happiness, will be able to meet Patty Gamsi, Lebowski Deception. But Patty Gamsi is our administrative head. She is only 102 years young, and she is the most energetic and wonderful soul in this world. And she travels all over India now, and also goes to London and other countries still. And Patty Gamsi, in the beginning, she was the main